Board orders.
Good morning. The first set of abatements I have is a double assessed. It's abatement number 205980. It's a mobile home, and it was assessed on personal property and on the real estate, and it was paid on the personal property.
No questions? Exhibit A.
I don't have any.
Move Exhibit A, dated June 15, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements are real estate paid abatements, which these are refunds. It's all one property, just three separate years. The property was assessed as a nightly rental property, so it had commercial value on it. But they're saying that it was actually not in the nightly rental program.
Is there anything, like going back to 2017, is there any kind of proof that it wasn't in? Did they bring you?
There's a letter there from the lady. Purchased it several years ago. Not lived in this unit since we purchased it, nor has it ever been there.
I saw the letter, like in a fire or something. We always, you know, require proof for something. Is there like a, is it allowed not to rental in where she's at?
Do they allow them there?
Uh-huh.
Yes, as far as I know.
So 3 years later, I send you a letter and tell you that I didn't. I mean, the total is $772 to the, but $573 of that is the schools, and that they, you know, budgeted for it back in.
Right.
So I can send a letter 3 years later and just tell you that I wasn't.
Is there a way to see if the utilities have been disconnected?
I have contacted one of the electric companies in years past to try to get information when utilities are hooked up, so we know when a house is occupied and those kind of things, and they won't give it to me. So I would assume I couldn't get it when it's disconnected as well.
So you're thinking if they didn't rent it, then the utilities would have been disconnected?
Well, in their letter, they stated the utilities are disconnected.
Oh, so I see that.
If they were to rent it, they wouldn't have their utilities disconnected. No, I don't think they do a very good job renting it out if there's no water or electricity. Depending on what the utilities are.
Well, if the utilities are disconnected, I would have, let me see, do you not have any type of a, like at White River, I think you go on, you can put it on summer leave where you have just a small bill.
If you look at the previous values, you'll see where up until 2015, it was residential only. Same owner. Well, I shouldn't say that. Seven was a different owner, starting in 2008.
Did we have the correct address where the notices went to them each year to tell them they had to fill that out or it would go on as commercial?
To my knowledge, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When we get a wrong address, we put it in the program so we can see that an address is a problem. Mm-hmm.
So they got the tax bill at that same address and paid it.
Yep.
You're talking about the letter for the nightly rental letter?
Yes.
Did they ever send one back?
No.
Do you want to reach out to her and have her send that letter signing, saying that it's not night there at all? Or do you?
I personally don't care to. I mean, I would do that if you want me to, but I don't see that there's a need to it. I've got this email that she's stating it. She's put her phone number on there. And I don't have any question about.
I don't either. I just didn't know if that was needed for our records to.
If, again, if I've got an email like this, I'll use it as a nightly rental letter. Somebody sends me an email and it looks legitimate, I don't bother them with sending them another letter.
If they would done it in a timely fashion, and the letter, then it says that it will be put on. It makes statements throughout it. I don't have it here in this packet here, but for those that abide by it, we waste our money and our time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Folks, I mean, you know, I can see how it happens. You get a ton of mail, you neglect it. Anyway.
Like I said, Sheila, do you want, is there something you want to make you... I don't have a problem with it. Is there, if she were to send a letter, okay, I guess what am I, what do you need for more proof that it's not my email? Who I ask?
Oh, nightly rental, I have a problem if we're going to send out a letter and make statements. And I wished I had the letter in front of me, so do you have it there?
Oh, we've had this.
Yeah, I've said once they pay the taxes, that's what I've said in the beginning. If they get that, not only got the letter and they don't abide by it, but then when they get the tax bill and they see that it's on there as commercial, as nightly rental, and then they pay it, that's another acceptance of it. And when they pay it and you're 3 years down, this is 2020 and 2017, each time they do it, they're accepting it as the, as being correct. If they would have, when they went to pay the taxes, if they would have questioned it then the collector would have sent them to the assessor's office and it would have been taken care of then. I don't know.
I may make a friendly argument.
Uh-huh.
Y'all just approved a mobile home that they paid the bill. They accepted it as right. So why did you approve that?
The mobile home, you have evidence. Was it a burnt or a...
We double assessed.
Double assessed.
Because you had evidence there. It's pretty plain. If I pay on two bills, then I don't know. If you put it on my personal and the other real estate, was it in their name or was it in somebody else's name?
It was in their name.
In their name.
I'm sure it was.
Okay. When you get that real estate bill, does it say on there, this includes a mobile home? Or does it just have the assessed value?
It just has the assessed value.
Correct. So they don't know what your personal property, they see the mobile home on that.
But my argument, Sheila, is you're saying that you're accepting it. When you pay the bill, you're accepting it to be right. And you do it one place, but you're arguing this place.
I think I told you in the...
Not the same difference? I mean, a mobile home, they pay their bill.
Did you send that mobile home owner out a letter saying that I have put this mobile home on this real estate and if you don't send it back?
But you're mixing the deal. My point is, if you're using as your argument on this, that they paid their bill, they accepted it. Now, if you want to say... They ignored the letter, and that's what you're going to do, whatever. I mean, if you look at this, this lady has paid, she's been late nearly every time, if not every time, since 2012 or 13. She's paid, 1 year her taxes were $797, she paid $921. You just go down through the line there. She's neglectful. My opinion. I don't know her. I haven't talked to her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people will argue, and they do, that they shouldn't have to do this. And and we send them to folks that they don't rent. Some of them not condominiums. But we've been told or we assume that it's a nightly rental, so we send them a letter. And people will argue, well, are you going to send them to everybody? And what if everybody doesn't send them in? It's a can of worms.
I'll say, yeah, we've had this discussion for
eight years
now.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the best way to, because you have people that are honest, you have people that take advantage of it, you have people that are...
Exactly. My art is this lady never rented this. It was not a commercial property. I mean, do you sense that it was? But you all make the decision. As Brandon said, we argue about this ever so often, and tell me not to bring them, and I won't bring them.
Yes, you will.
I think we've tried that.
To the commission.
No,
I think you've tried that before.
You will.
No, I've heard you tell that.
I think I have said quit bringing these to us.
That I'll just present to you, and you take it up to the commission. And I think I told you in the very beginning that as long as they bring it before they pay the bill, and in 2017...
But I think the problem is, I think we in the past we have.
Have you went back 3 years, paid bills on a condo, on a nightly rental?
I'm sure we have. Well, it's not a nightly rental.
I'm not.
You know.
Do you? Go ahead.
You won't have to put up with me. I'm retired September 1. If you didn't get to work,
I've heard,
and it'll be somebody else's issue. We're the only county that deals with this. We're the only county that goes to the trouble, not because I started it, James started it. Most counties, maybe entirely, don't even mess with it. And the schools get residential on the whole ball of wax. And we go to quite a lot of trouble.
Wait a minute. You just said the schools get residential and all the Supreme Court decision
The schools in every other county, now I haven't checked them, but I wouldn't be, let me say it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if the school districts in every other county in Missouri do not get commercial assessments on nightly rentals. Taney County, I think, is the only one. I know Camden County is the biggie. They went through BOE a few years ago, and they are all residential. And they're up there having commercial. They should be assessed commercial, but they're not. We're trying to make it as fair and right as we can. And it's not perfect. I mean, it's a can of worms to try to work this out.
They know, unless there's another Supreme Court decision, that if they're commercial and it goes to the state tax commission, they're going to be 100% commercial.
If it goes to
whatever you want to say, but I'm telling you, Taney County is collecting commercial rates on these properties pretty good, and the rest of the counties aren't doing it. They're not even trying.
Just because they don't want to have these fights and these, I say fights, they don't have these discussions.
Well,
it's a lot of work. Like you said, it's a lot of work.
Camden County put them all on it at, 100, what was it, the assessor a few years ago?
What's that?
Camden County, a few years ago, the assessor put all of the nightly rentals on. How did she put them on? At commercial?
She put them on as commercial, and the BOE turned it around and made them residential. That was nearly 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's an appointed assessor, and she's trying to do the right thing.
And the BOE wouldn't stand up.
Put them on as commercial, and the BOE turned and reversed it to all residential. And they're our closest county, as you all know.
That has a lot of the nightly rentals.
It has a lot of the nightly rentals.
Well, again, you can sit there and argue both sides. In the past, I've also said that if you're closed on weekends, does your business get to have those 110 days of not paying taxes? No. So if you're available for rent, regardless of how many nights you rented, you can sit there and argue. I mean, it's but if 3 months out of the year, hey, that's where my family goes and that's where we stay. No, that's not open for rental. So there's no silver bullet.
Yeah. Yep. What we've been told is for a motel owner to bring the challenge to the state and then they'll make the ruling because a nightly rental is not going to bring it, if a motel brings it to the BOE and says I should be assessed like the nightly rental because I'm the same type establishment, I offer